I'd like to start off by reading from a coworker letter from Herbert Armstrong, dated January 17th, 1947. I'm breaking into the letter here. It says, "It is not yet finally named, but it appears more and more apparent that the name which first came to me, almost as though God had put it in my mind, is a name that will be adopted. That name is Ambassador College. Everyone seems to like it. When I first mentioned the name to Mr. Walter E. Dillon, who in all probability will be the first president, he said he liked the name. It had dignity, it was of pleasing sound, etc. But he felt that we should select a name that carried a definite meaning. I agreed. And when I explained the meaning, he thought the name was very satisfactory. The meaning of names is important. It is important to realize the meaning of the name of God and the meaning of the power of the name of Jesus Christ. All Hebrew names have meaning. Well then, here is the meaning. As most colleges today claim to train students for their part in the world, to become a part of the world, Ambassador College has a diametrically opposite purpose. It is to teach students to come out of this world and be separate, to live by every word of God instead of the ways and customs of the world. And yet, while not being of this world, but rather as strangers and foreigners in it, we shall train them to be ambassadors for Christ. We hope, therefore, to train every student to be an ambassador for Christ and his coming kingdom, which we represent. The name Ambassador, therefore, is in fact the name of every student in the college. Of course, the world in general will not see or comprehend the real meaning of the name. But to those of the world, the name carries distinction, beauty, and dignity." The name Ambassador was chosen because it had a definite meaning, and that was that the students were to be ambassadors for Christ and his coming kingdom. And again, that not only applied to the students, but to everyone as well. What is an ambassador? Ambassador is a diplomatic official accredited to a foreign sovereign or government to serve as the official representative of his or her own country. An ambassador represents their head of state or their government. Is a position by appointment. It's not an elected position. And finally, they are not citizens of the country they serve. So what is the application of this for us today? If you could turn to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, where Mr. Armstrong got the name for Ambassador College. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 20, and we'll find that we are indeed called to be ambassadors. Beginning 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." That is now, that's today. We are ambassadors. Our office of ambassador is very, very similar to the definition that I went through earlier. I'd like to go over that today and just how similar it is and how we are to fulfill this position of ambassador. First off, we are appointed to the position. John 6:44. In John 6:44, we find that it was nothing that we did to get elected to this position, necessarily even deserve the position. But it was God's doing. In John 6 and verse 44, it says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." So we're not elected. We did not choose the position. We did not get the position. It was given to us. We were, in other words, appointed to this position of ambassador. Next, we are to come out of the country that we're in. and go to another one. For in Philippians 3 and verse 20, if you could turn there to Philippians 3 and verse 20, we'll find that the country that we are currently in, the one that we were born in, reside in now, is not the country that we're supposed to be a part of. And there's a reason for that. Because in Philippians 3 and verse 20 it says, for our citizenship, where we are citizens of, if you're a member of the church, is in heaven. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our true citizenship. If you could turn over to John 15, or read John 15, and also we'll read a couple of verses in John 17 as well. Again, these scriptures are familiar to us from the Passover season, as we typically go through these scriptures during that time of the year. In John 15 and verse 19, it says, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of this world, but I chose you to come out of the world, therefore the world hates you. John 17, and we'll read verses 16 and 18 again. Just to bring the point home, that our citizenship is not of this world. It is of heaven, or the government that is coming from heaven. In John chapter 17, verses 16 and 18, it says, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. God, or Jesus at that time, talking about us and those who he would call. And then verse 18, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Again, this very nearly represent what an ambassador is. An ambassador is one who is sent from one area or one country to another, and they're sent with a message, and that message is the one that represents what God and Christ are and what they're doing. And again, that's the last point, is that an ambassador represents the country that they're from. They represent the government that they're from. So we are to be representing God and Christ and the government that they have. Romans 8, verse 29 shows us a little bit of, or just reiterates that point, that we are to be doing that. In Romans 8, and verse 29, again, he's talking to people who have God's Holy Spirit, as I talked about in verse 14, and I believe in verse 9 as well. It says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Those that he predestined, the ones that he called, the ones that he foreknew, are the ones that are to be conformed to the image of his Son. We are to be as God is, as his Son is, as the example that Christ set for us that we should follow. And just referencing 2 Corinthians 5:20 again, I didn't read through it all the way. I'll just read through the rest of it now, as it's a little more apropos. But in 2 Corinthians 5:20 it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. As though God were pleading through us. Again, when an ambassador goes into a foreign country, he's not speaking his own words. He's representing either the sovereign, the king, or the government over there. And when he goes, it's not his words that he should be speaking. It is God's words, or is the king's words there. But for us, we should be speaking God's words. And right here it's talking as though God were pleading through us. Again, we are not to be speaking what we want, but what God has ordained for us to say and to speak. As we take actions in the future, it would be good to think of ourselves as ambassadors. I don't know if you've, the vision that comes to me anyway, is that whenever you see an ambassador driving around, they're always in these limos, and they're making a scene, and they've got the flags flying on the front, and they're in a caravan of a whole bunch of limos or SUVs, and everybody notices them. They got diplomatic plates on there that says, I am a diplomat or ambassador, and normally the flags are showing what country they represent. If we are to be ambassadors, then we do definitely need to be following the example that Christ set. And often when we're walking around and doing whatever we do from day to day, there are people who do notice us. Even though we're not putting on the big show that, say, perhaps an ambassador or a diplomat would in the world, we are nonetheless setting an example for others around us. And is an example that should represent very closely and very nearly as possible what God is, who He is, what His ways are. Also, I think if we think of ourselves as an ambassador, it does clear up other questions too, such as when you're an ambassador in a foreign country, you do not participate of that country, of their ways. So we don't participate in jury duty, as an ambassador cannot participate in jury duty. They cannot participate in voting in that country. They cannot participate in war in that country. So it's some things that we can keep in mind in order to better fulfill being the ambassadors that we have been called to be. I'd like to end with a commentary from Barnes, Albert Barnes, just what he has to say about being an ambassador. And just as I go through it, apply the things that we were talking about in a spiritual fashion and see what and I think he sums it up pretty well, how we are to be an ambassador. At all times and in all countries, an ambassador is a sacred character, and his person is regarded as inviolable. He is bound implicitly to obey the instructions of his sovereign, and as far as possible, to do only what the sovereign would do were he himself present. Ministers are ambassadors for Christ. And let me just insert that we too are ambassadors for Christ, setting the example, maybe not in the same way a minister would, but nonetheless, we too are ambassadors. As they are sent to do what he would do were he personally present. They are to make known and to explain and to enforce the terms on which God is willing to be reconciled to people. They are not to negotiate on any new terms, nor to change those which God has proposed, nor to follow their own plans or devices, but they are simply to urge, explain, state, and enforce the terms on which God is willing to be reconciled. Of course, they are to seek the honor of the sovereign who has sent them forth, and to seek to do only his will. They go not to promote their own welfare, nor to seek honor, dignity, but they go to transact the business which the Son of God would engage in, were he again personally on the earth. It follows that their office is one of great dignity, great responsibility, that respect should be showed them as the ambassador of the King of Kings. Brethren, we are to be acting as ambassadors now, as ambassadors of the one and only true God.